What's up, everybody? Mr. Old School back this week for part two of our 2013 year in review. And just a quick heads up, if you haven't checked out the episode last week, our part one, I did give a quick disclaimer because there are a lot of spoilers on this episode because we do review each movie in depth. So if you haven't seen Ender's Game, Gravity, 12 Years a Slave, etc., and you really want to watch it before you get spoiled, I recommend you maybe hold off for a couple of weeks. But if you have seen it, then it's all good. Enjoy. This is part two of our 2013 year in review.
Daniel Palmer, San Antonio, Texas.
Matt Damon.
Stop all the downloading.
It's showtime.
This is Old School at the Movies, the 2013 Year in Review, Part 2. Old School at the Movies is brought to you by the Trending Topics Network. Check out some great shows like The Spanish Announce Table, The Real News, and Trending Mobile Technology. All right, Cart, let's throw this to you. Let's get your top five.
All right, so RIPD, Scary Movie 5. No.
What? RIPD, get the fuck out of my house.
No, I'm kidding. My list is going to be probably a little different than everyone else's. But,
you know what? Tarantino's on his top 10.
That makes no sense. I think he said it just to fuck. But all not that, but it came so early, that list. The year movies hadn't come out yet. How would he know?
Yeah, well, I mean, people do year-end retrospectives before the year-end actually ends. So there's
Sorry, Carl, but, go ahead.
My number five would probably be This Is the End. Just the combination of all the comedians at the same time.
Gallifrey's happy.
It was so well done. I found it really super funny. Kenny Powers, as I call him, or...
Actually,
Pride is killing me.
It turns out...
Punch him in the
face. That was Gallifrey's least favorite character, right, Gallifrey?
No.
I hate this guy.
The whole rape comment, like the starting
Emma
Watson, that was killing me.
That is very
It was funny, but it was just too much.
Can I ask you a question, Shane James, bitch?
Did you watch it like in a theater?
I watched it in the cinema with my father, who also likes a really good comedy, and we laughed a lot.
Because I watched it by myself, and like maybe it's a movie you would enjoy more when there's more people. Like generally, I like that.
It might be a situation of environment, but. I mean, I just went to see LaSalle here, so most of the cinema was laughing the entire time. There was a woman probably six or seven rows back who was... It was excessively loud, her laughter, and maybe that added to it as well, but...
But you know what,
well done.
Because that's what comedy is, though. Yeah. You're going to enjoy it.
Maybe because like when I watched it by myself, and I'm like, this is the stupidest movie I've ever seen.
But that's what most comedy
I guarantee you, Anchorman 2, if you see it on your own versus seeing it with a group of people.
What would you give it on 10, Kebo?
I would probably give it about a 4.
No!
And that's
a point extra just because Emma Watson's in it.
Wait, but the Backstreet Boys are in it.
I like that part at the end. But
you honestly think he's going to get
it? It had Tatum.
No, I actually did.
It had Tatum.
There was some Tatum as well.
And it was the best part. Part that the Tatum joke was actually set up from the beginning.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My number 4 is Seed of Chucky. this is also situation environment. I went to see it at Fantasia, so I was with all the fanboys.
So you mean with Mickey Mouse?
The director was there and a bunch of the actresses, so just having that in the environment, it's going back to old school Chucky where it's dark with not as much black comedy as Seed of Chucky as Curse of Chucky and Bride of Chucky had.
But it's the same director, but it's the same writer though, no Carp?
Yes, it's always been the same writer the entire time. Curse of Chucky.
Oh, thank God.
Is what I meant. Sorry.
Seed of Chucky was
so yeah. Curse of Chucky is my number 4, which was amazing. It's brought it back to the old school Chucky style. Some of his jokes were really like spot on. It's the girl covers herself in Chucky, and she's like, "I'm scared, Chucky. You fucking should be." And then he does the laugh. It's just
on. A doll is scary again? Is that what you're trying to get
at? Oh, he's back to, like, the creepy Chucky.
But again, I think...
They don't know if it's Chucky or if it's the sister in the wheelchair, like, doing the murders.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
To me, I think these horror movies now, they've gone from, like, to scare you in the 80s. People are smarter fans, and they enjoy it for different reasons.
Yes.
You know, like,
We saw Friday the 13th in the theater.
Oh, yeah, we love that.
Yeah,
the
that's it.
The reboot?
Yeah.
The reboot was phenomenal.
Again, but again, what the thing I really found interesting, I noticed, is after that opening scene, people started cheering.
Yep.
When people were getting killed.
Yeah.
Instead, to me, that's the opposite thing where people would get scared. They're, like, marking out. And yeah. They're happy.
No, you
because now they're franchises. They're no longer...
You have
now,
to...
You're enjoying it for different reasons.
Well, Jason's the hero now, right?
Jason's is one of the biggest anti-heroes there is.
Yeah.
Same thing with Freddy Chucky.
So yeah, that's true. But again, but that's it. But we're enjoying it for different reasons because it's such a long history of movies that people have gotten smarter and they enjoy it.
Although I'll tell you this, though. Jason X is one of the worst movies I've seen in my entire life.
Is that the one he's in space?
Yeah, in my entire life.
He freezes the chick's face in liquid nitrogen and then smashes it is one of his best kills.
Yeah.
Except for the sleeping bag.
So watch 5 minutes of Jason X.
You mean the sleeping bag of, like, the two shivers or whatever they are?
No, that's in the end of Jason X, but that's a throwback to one of the original Jasons where he had a person in a sleeping bag, smashed them against a tree, and then just dropped it. Oh, whereas this one, it was like, smash, 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 or he was smashing the chick on the other chick, but that's a throwback to another
one. Is it a different guy who plays Jason in every movie?
Almost. Kane Hodder is the most predominant Jason actor. Okay. The last one was Derek Myers, who plays...
Wait, wouldn't he be... Wasn't he in Halloween?
He was...
I'm making a stupid
joke. That's Tyler Mayne who plays Mike Myers.
It's a Mike Myers.
Derek Mayers was in, Hatchet 3, which Kane Hodder's the main bad guy. But, he's been in Alien vs. Predator as one of the Predators.
It's all good.
He does a lot of creature actor stuff, so... Number 3 is Olympus Has Fallen.
Yes!
It was really well-done action flick. I had no main complaints about it. When Butler finds the kid and they're like running through the hollowed out walls and the bad guy's like, oh, well, the walls are hollow. Shoot through the walls. It's like, oh, shit, this bad guy knows what he's talking about.
Taken moments in there then.
Well, I mean, the kid was in the White House for, I forget why, but, you know, he's like, okay, I'm going to save my kid and I might as well save the president because, you know, I don't want nuclear war to happen. So
it's not his kid. It's
the body count was well done.
But did the kid get taken?
did he have a
No, I think the kid was already in the White House. But no, it was the president's kid was in the White House, but he was hiding. So he went to save the president's kid because he was good friends with the kid from before Gerard Butler quit or got fired from being Secret Service.
Oh, it wasn't his kid.
Number 2, the Evil Dead remake.
Okay.
Really well done.
That was
serious? Yes, it was. I liked how it was legit horror. Like, it wasn't black comedy, it was legit horror. The new girl played a really well job, like her version of Ash or whatever. She was really good in it. The kills were also well done. And one guy could take so much damage, it was ridiculous. He took like a board to the back of the head, he got hit with a hammer. I mean, it was ridiculous. And then the last kill with the chainsaw through the demon and up through it, super well done.
Wait, but I mean, you think it's still good even though there's no Campbell anymore?
Oh. There is Campbell, though.
Wait, what?
What?
Yeah, it's a quick little thing at the end of the credits. Looks at the screen. Groovy. That's it.
Are you kidding?
Which is supposed to, if they follow any of the comics, it may lead up to her character and Ash getting together to take on the Army of Darkness.
Another Army of Darkness?
There is supposed to be another Army of Darkness.
Yeah.
That's going to happen.
Yeah. And then my number one is Gravity. Just visuals, acting, everything.
I love all this random horror movies.
So.
I was like, number one is Gravity. Because it's Gravity.
Curse of Chucky.
Yeah.
Curse of Chucky was amazing. I mean, it was probably a product of environment.
I love that it's on your top 5.
But it's definitely up there for one of my top films. I mean, I enjoyed Pacific Rim, but there was stuff about it that I couldn't really put in my top 5. Same thing with either G.I. Joe... Star Trek, I liked it, but I didn't like it enough to have it in my top 5.
Right.
But Gravity was just mind-blowing. I could have done without the spinning 3D. I thought I was maybe going to vomit when that was happening.
Yeah, because you can handle we've seen...
I can deal with some shaky cam.
Jackass movies were like, I was about to puke.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Spinning 3D, though, that was rough. But visually, spectacular. Sandra Bullock, amazing. I found it a little convenient that her pod landed super close to land, though, which wouldn't have happened. From what I understand, they land as deep into the ocean as it can to not kill them or anybody else. Everything about it, even George Clooney's minor performance and him kind of sacrificing himself.
What do you mean by minor? You mean that he's not in much?
Well, as a secondary character.
Would you have put it as high if you saw it on DVD?
I don't know if I saw it maybe on Blu-ray at home, because Blu-ray is a much better option, obviously. Yeah. With my TV, I probably would keep it up there. Maybe not my number one. But like Kevbo said before, I'm sure even in IMAX, it was even more spectacular than just the basic 3D that me and him went to see. So,
all right, so we're down to Mr. Kevbo Trek. Let's get your talk.
What about Will?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what about Will?
It's okay, no worries. I'm just right here.
Take it away, Will. Yeah.
Kev wants that on it.
You know, I would never forget you, Will. I'm just saying.
Okay, don't worry.
He would just go...
I got nothing.
All right, well, let's throw this to you. Let's get your top five.
Remember when I said that stand-up guys sucked?
I know it's on your top five.
I lied. It's not my top five.
I know you're full of shit.
It's number five. Only for what, I mean, it's a great film nonetheless, even though it's slow. But the reason why it's on my top five, why no matter what, I would always make sure it's on my top five is because of the end. Oh. No, it's the end. Because the whole movie, you're like, man, I hope it ends like this. I know it won't because it's trying to be a serious movie, but good God, please make it somehow end like this and I'll be really happy. And it does. It fucking does.
Yeah.
It's the best end of the year.
Wait, how did it end?
They
take it to him. They just say fuck it,
yeah,
and they just go guns blazing.
They just go
fuck it, and it's like great because it's like Al Pacino and just walking, and you're like fuck yes. And the whole movie you're like fuck. I just wish that Al Pacino and Christopher Walken just went and killed everybody. Obviously they won't. So the movie's not like that. But at the end, like yeah, let's fucking do it.
They were physical in the roles though, which
they
I
were
really
great.
They
no,
were,
it's
they were
it's. I mean, but obviously we're not. Because it's like, for example, did you watch Gran Torino?
Yeah.
very different.
Yeah,
Gran Torino. Okay. At the end, I'm like, oh man, this is going to kill everybody. And he doesn't. It's a very dramatic role. This one's like, please make them just go guns blazing. And they do. So it's just the ending everybody wanted. Obviously, it's a perfect ending. Because, yeah, they freeze frame it or something. So you don't actually know what the outcome is. But you don't care what the outcome is.
That pissed me off in Inception, though.
I hate
when they don't, you know, the definitive. I know
see.
Creatively it's cool because
yeah.
It allows the viewer to kind of figure out for themselves, and you get a lot of people talking about it. But
I guarantee you weren't the only pissed off person at the end of Inception.
But old school, what's great about stand-up guys is that it doesn't matter how it ends. Like,
yeah,
technically,
true.
Those guys, they could die, and you don't care, they don't care.
Because
that's how they want to go
true.
Out.
Yeah, that's a good
so
point.
It was,
good
and their friends, that it was a perfect, it was the best ending of the year, by far.
I agree. I had so much fun watching
it, was fun.
It too, just the back and forth, the relationship between Walken and Pacino.
And Walken was so subtle. Walken was very subtle in school.
Yeah.
It was...
No, he didn't go overboard on
Gallifrey,
his Walken-ness.
You would be surprised.
Yeah.
Walken was not being...
Walken.
He was not being Walken.
No, he toned it down a bit.
It was very impressive.
Like he was actually acting.
Well, yeah, like in... what was it called? The Prophecy.
Yeah.
Which was, by the way, guys, a great movie. I just watched this year. It was awesome. Please watch Prophecy. Okay.
Go ahead.
So my number four is Side Effects.
Okay.
For all the reasons that Gallifrey gave it, when a movie fulfills what it's set to do and I'm having a good time, it's going to make my list for sure. And there were pretty much no flaws in it. The one thing I would say that to me was a flaw, you know, as a man, was that Carrie Jones was not sexy, but there was a point to it. He was actually playing it against characters, which is very interesting.
She's
not sexy at all. She plays sorry for the derogatory term, but more like a butch character.
Okay.
So,
I'm offended, but go ahead.
Can I ask you a question?
I think
we might have discussed this. I don't know if it was with you. I discussed it. What do you think at the end, like, without giving anything away?
Don't forget it. Everything else has been spoiled.
I thought it should not be spoiled. I understand.
I thought they went too happy. Like,
oh, I switched me.
Like, it was a little, like,
she got,
everything
like, everything
worked
out.
Exactly.
Well,
like,
I'll tell you why. Because everything worked out because we're following the main character, right? We're going to not work out for everybody else.
But you know,
you can say it that way.
Actually, you know one thing I actually really liked about this movie
is... So you did like it, though. Right?
I liked it, yeah.
Okay.
It's not my top five,
no,
but it was interesting. Like, we saw the perspective switch from the... I forget her character's name. What was
Rooney
it?
Mara?
Yeah, her character... Like, the first part of the movie, it was from her perspective.
Intentionally,
and
though.
Then it changed to his.
Yes.
So that's kind of something you don't see often,
no,
so I thought that was really cool
mm-hmm.
to see.
I agree. I really enjoyed it, and it was a very strong film. Very well done. My number three is 12 Years a Slave, which is the only movie that has not been mentioned yet.
I'm actually surprised nobody mentioned it.
Yeah.
No. I just because I didn't see it.
Well, you know what's weird, old school? It was going to be either 12 Years a Slave or World War Z.
Wow, what a difference in that.
Well, no, because I was like, both movies are very interesting in very different, polarizing ways. But I believe that 12 Years a Slave is the bigger accomplishment. and the performances were amazing. It does have flaws. One of them being that you actually don't see the time go by.
Yeah.
Which I think is a flaw when you're supposed to, when there's the whole point of the movie is suffering, the fact that he's been in pain. Actually, I don't feel that we see it and that we feel enough. We see it, but we actually don't feel it. We don't feel the movie go through this time. So that would be a flaw for me. But the movie's great, and if Fassbender doesn't get Best Supporting Actor this year, I don't know who could possibly beat him. So that's that.
All right.
Number two is Gravity. For every reason
it's
we said,
a lot of people stop.
Well, no, it's a great, great film.
Yeah.
It has no lows. It's got the length is perfect. You're in a constant rush, and what I love is that, like my number one, you can see, it gives you a reason to go watch it in the big screen.
Okay.
Would I have felt the same way if I watched it on a small screen? You know what? Maybe not old school. But that's the fun part. The fun part is that when people are trying to find gimmicks to make you watch it on a big screen, like making it 3D or whatever.
Yeah.
I think the best way to actually make people go see on the big screen is the fact that you make a movie that's fit for the big screen. A movie like Inception was, and a movie like Gravity is.
Okay.
So that's why I really enjoyed it. It made full use of all its capabilities. And my number one is Star Trek Into Darkness.
Wow. There you go. All right.
There you go. All right.
I'm liking this guy now. This guy will.
You know what? For the same reasons that you liked it.
Yeah.
And I liked how it was... There were these great scenes that you need to experience on the big screen. Like, for example, when Kirk and Khan are soaring through space. You know what I'm talking about? Where you see they have to propel themselves and get to the other ship.
Yes.
You remember referring to old school?
Yeah.
Okay, see, scenes like that, I feel, has to be seen on the big screen. Abrams takes full use of the fact that you're watching it on the big screen and gives you a great experience with it. So yeah, I guess the argument could be made the same for Avatar, but this movie was actually much smarter than that, and it uses the 3D, it uses the fact that you're in a big screen, it goes to space like Gravity, but it just puts so much in you, and yet makes a very smart story, and there's a lot of great events, like for example, the way that Spock finds a way to counter Khan, I found brilliant. I really enjoyed it.
Well, I'm a little surprised you'd go that way, and I totally agree with you.
Well, because I like when people make things accessible, right? Like, I was not a Star Trek fan.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
And it's a world that I always found, like, was very... Like, you don't want to get into it. Like people reading comics, getting into X-Men is very daunting. Getting into Star Trek would be very daunting. Yeah. But this movie just shows that Star Trek can be fun.
I love that Gallifrey enjoyed it, too. Now, that's cool. Like, it's the first... And I got a lot of female friends who watched it. It's the first time they watched it.
They agree?
Like, I enjoyed it. And that's cool to see. It's cool to see that the franchise is doing so well. So we've got one more left. You say Resident Evil, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Finally.
All right, let's get your top five, Kebo.
It's next year when Resident Evil 6 comes out.
So you can't say it.
Is it? Is it coming
You can't
out?
Say Resident Evil 6. It hasn't happened yet.
Well, is it by Paul Anderson?
2014, yes. Paul Anderson.
So that will be the top movie of 2014.
At least let it come out first.
No, it's already done. So my number five is Resident Evil 5. No. A couple quick mentions to some honorable ones that didn't make the list. But
I love I'll make some quick mentions for honorable ones. You mean like I'll do... I will talk about...
He basically wants to do a top 10.
Sorry, I'm a little drunk. No, not really.
I am.
It was close, but Elysium, Superman, and Django didn't make my top
Superman
5.
Superman movie didn't come out this year. It's not on Superman.
Man of Steel.
Man of Steel. Man of Steel. So, about.
So those were ones that could have made it, but just didn't. So
fell just tight short.
A little bit short. So my number 5 is actually Pacific Rim.
What?
Yeah.
Not bad. Not bad.
Okay, here's my explanation for the movie.
Dude, I can go on Wikipedia too.
But like why I liked it.
Why do the robots punch each other?
Doesn't matter.
Why did you start from the beginning?
There's not enough robots punching aliens.
Why are there so many humans in this movie?
Have you seen Atlantic Rim?
Why is the party not funny?
Hey. Okay, I'll tell you why I liked it.
Pacific Rim job?
No, that's the whole point. Except why it doesn't be. That's much more dramatic.
Okay, that's a cute dog, though.
It says Kempo checks floor.
That was a cute dog. Anyway, here's the reason I liked it. It's basically one of those movies where you completely shut off your brain for 2 hours. You watch giant robots fight giant monsters. And in a movie like this, the one key thing is, does the special effects hold up? And to me, they held up brilliantly. So yes, it's a simple movie. There's no great plot, not great acting, But just...
Hey,
yeah.
Hold on. Hey, Kev, want to have a neurological handshake with me? Want our brains to be the same thing so we can fight a robot?
It's watching giant robots fight giant monsters and enjoying it.
Hold on. In a good movie, when you want good acting, good story...
It's all irrelevant.
No, you don't need that shit. No, that's
it's all irrelevant
in this
movie.
There's no need for any plot.
What does that matter when you're seeing...
It's a fucking movie, dude.
A 300-foot robot fight a 300-foot... However big they are, fight a an alien.
You found Power Rangers?
Hey, yes, I was.
It's called Cartoon Network.
It was go Pacific Rim.
The special
The
special effects and just seeing giant robots fight giant aliens.
It wasn't cheesy though.
I liked it. I thought they did a good job.
It's because he wants to neurologically handshake with the lead actor.
It's true. Was it Chad and
handshake
Tatum?
What?
Was it
no,
Tatum
it wasn't
again?
Tatum. It was some other dude. Kevin wants that brain fuck with the other guy.
Exactly.
That's
enough with brain fucking men. Go ahead, number four.
Number four is 12 Years a Slave.
What a diverse mix.
Yeah, I know.
So giant robots to slavery.
That'll be a good story or good action.
He just wants the robots to be slaves.
Like Will said in this movie, you know, it was fantastic acting job. And the one problem Will had in the movie is the one problem I had where I didn't feel it was 12 years at all. I felt it was 2 or 3 years. So I wish they would have did a better job of... of showing that
2 or 3 years later.
Exactly. Yeah, it doesn't kind of have that ring. So I mean, other than that, though, it was a great movie, great performances. Not easy to watch at times.
What was the best performance for you, Kepo? Was it the girl? Was it the main actor? Was it Fassbender? Was it Cumberbatch?
I would say
Cumberbatch
in this movie. Oh yeah.
Why did I see this?
I don't know. That is a good question. I liked everyone. I liked the what was her name? The oh jeez, I'm not even the one who shot the bottle at the black person.
whipped
the bottle at her.
Oh
head.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Like, even like a simple part like that.
I forget
like,
her name, but she's in American Horror Story.
But just like
the wife of the Fassbender.
You just
character.
Hated her so much. Yeah. She had a small part, but it was just so well done. It just made you hate her. Like when she watched that, I remember the audience was like, "Oh my god." So it's just like really just everyone, even Brad Pitt in his little part, I really enjoyed. Like it was a simple part, very crucial, but so all, you know, great performances, not easy to watch at times. There's some very, very graphic
actually,
scenes.
The effects were impressive.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
they actually show you,
yeah,
usually a whipping scene is done like,
oh my god,
from an angle where you see the whipping, you see the person like,
and then they show the blood after.
Yeah, you saw, like,
you see the back. Aaron.
Yeah.
I don't know how that was possible.
Yeah.
They probably put some skin on the back or
you
something.
You think? But it broke inside. I don't know. I think it was post-CGI.
Yeah.
Did you not watch Jesus getting massacred?
You know what?
Passion of the Christ?
You know what, Carl? I never watched it. I never did.
Makes you feel bad being a... Well, if you were Jewish, it'd make you feel like a terrible person.
Oh, God.
But yeah, I mean, other than not feeling like 12 years, just a fantastic movie.
Okay.
So that would be number four.
What's your number three?
My number three, Old Sport, is The Great Gatsby.
Really?
Yeah.
You're into a love story.
Wow. Not really for the love story. Here's... it was probably the most vibrant movie I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw it.
Visuals were
just
fantastic.
In terms of the colors, like, it
yeah,
was just
visuals
so...
Visuals were gorgeous.
It was like a visual orgasm.
It's true.
Like, just the colors.
Like, they did not shed
as...
Like, they spared no expense for the...
And it made me want to live in 1920s New York just because of the way it looked.
Did you find the music kind of weird, the fact that they...
More contemporary?
Yeah.
I thought it worked.
Because the 20s music is garbage.
Obviously, yeah, but I think there's some,
like
Beyonce or
they're
whatever.
They're dancing to, like, Jay-Z and shit.
But it's just
but I want to know, when they're dancing to Jay-Z, is it because we're listening to Jay-Z, or are people actually dancing to Jay-Z? You know,
I think it was more for the audience, like,
that's a good question, I don't know.
There's a word, I used to take cinema classes, there's a word for sound that we hear that the audience, that the characters don't hear and do around.
But, like, it was just beautiful, though, just every, like, even, like, the colors of the cars, like, everything was just so vibrant, so full of life. And obviously, you know, it's interesting to look at DiCaprio after he did Titanic, and everyone was kind of like, oh, he's the teen heartthrob and all that. And we were just seeing, like, through every movie, his performance, like everyone is a different performance, and he did such a great job playing Gatsby. Every time he'd call him old sport and that, I'm like, this
like
is
that,
awesome.
I was getting a little tiresome, but no, it's cool that he did.
I liked it because he was playing a role, and he was keeping that role up, and we saw
did a good job.
We saw a couple instances where that role kind of, like, he got out of it, like the scene where he was, like, yelling at the husband. Like, things like that, where he broke his character.
Where he showed the vulnerability.
He showed, like, what he was before he was the rich guy.
Did you get, like, were you emotionally involved in the movie? Meaning, like...
I wanted Gatsby to win.
Yeah.
Like, when he got shot, I was like, aw. And
he's doing his job then.
Yeah, that's
you,
it. And, like,
you have
when,
that connection.
What's her name?
Carey Mulligan?
Yeah, I forget her character's name.
Do you think she was hot?
Daisy, not my type, but
no, she was made to be hot.
No, but
the whole point is that she's not supposed to be hot.
That's the whole thing from the vampire movies, that Twilight, where you get some unattractive pale bitch.
Well, no, I'm not saying
you
are. Carey Mulligan, you're comparing.
No, I'm not comparing.
Yes,
that's kind of mean.
That's really mean. Carey Mulligan was in lots of good films, and
I'm just
Doctor Who.
I'm Doctor Who.
As a man, I'm completely biased. Rating her solely for her looks.
But no, I will.
She's a great actress.
Old school.
She's a great actress.
She isn't hot. I never found her hot.
Yeah.
But that's
she's cute.
But that's the whole point about the movie. The movie is that in the way Gatsby doesn't care if she's hot or not. She's the girl that he wants. And now that he's rich, he will get her. That's correct. It's not about
the
looks.
If he got her, he wouldn't give a shit.
Exactly.
But I thought maybe it was just a movie. But I thought she looked better than she usually does.
I'm not a fan of it.
It's that, like, we saw when she kind of rejected him, like, I guess he didn't find out because of what happened when he got shot in that, but just, like, you were feeling for Gatsby. You wanted him to win, and Tobey Maguire was kind of playing that everyday man, but I thought he did a good job of kind of almost, like, being the audience's voice.
Yeah.
Where Gatsby was kind of this greater-than-life kind of character.
Well, you know what's good is that I'm glad I didn't watch it, but that's how the book plays out. In the book, the Maguire character is the main character.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
And Gatsby's supposed to be this outsider.
That's the same way. I would really... If you want to see a movie that is just so vibrant and visual and just like a color explosion, you should definitely go see it.
Kevo, did you watch the other films of Baz Luhrmann? For example, like Moulin Rouge and Romeo and Juliet. Did you watch those?
No, they're not my type of movies.
But yet this one is.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's very interesting.
That's true.
How was the cutting in this movie? Was it cut?
No, I didn't find so. There was some, like, when there was, like, the party scenes and that, there was occasional cutting, but it wasn't, like, excessive, like...
Rouge?
It wasn't like Spring Breakers where there was cutting every every 3 seconds during the threesome, which completely ruined the movie.
There was cutting in the threesome?
Oh, they did a million cuts, so you saw nothing. So what's the point?
You know which movie doesn't have much cutting in the threesome? Shame. With Carey Mulligan.
There you go. But yeah, I mean, just... I think it's a movie you should see just because of the visuals alone. And great story, great acting, and... I loved it. I was surprised.
It's gear number two.
All right, so my number two, for the second time, is Gravity.
Okay.
Pretty much everyone has said what needs to be said about this movie. It's probably only the second movie that I think deserves to be seen in 3D.
Okay.
Avatar.
Avatar was
the most visually beautiful movie I've ever seen. This was the second most. Although, like... I might even put Gatsby number two just because... I mean, they were different in different ways.
It's true, but that world, that 1920s world was really displayed well.
And
I
same
agree.
With Gravity. Like, the visuals were... You felt like you were in outer space. And I think with a movie like that, it's important.
Did you like the Lana Del Rey song, by the way?
Sure.
Young and Beautiful?
I don't remember.
It was playing throughout the entire movie.
I don't remember.
Of what, Gravity?
Yeah.
Gravity, Gatsby.
Oh, which song was that?
Young and Beautiful. Will you still love me?
I don't remember. I saw it like a week ago.
It was literally in the entire... It was like... That was the soundtrack, that one song.
I loved it then.
All right. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
Yeah, not much bad you can say about Gravity. It was just perfect length. There was one scene in particular that had the whole audience... Like, it just kind of hushed.
What was the scene?
Can I spoil it? Well, it's not really...
I'm going to put a disclaimer. Go ahead.
Okay, it was the scene where Sandra Bullock got in one of the, like, the...
the fire?
No, she got in a Chinese thing.
Which I could probably bleep it out.
I think it was the Chinese.
If there's any spoilers, yeah. I'll mute.
And then, like...
No, don't worry, but this is old school. This is fine. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, and then, like, Clooney opens the door, music, like, it just... everything becomes silent.
Because you're in a vacuum.
So you think, like, just everything, like, no sound, and you're thinking, did Clooney just kill her character? I remember, like, the audience, like, oh, no, oh, my God. Like, it was so well done.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I was like, am I being mind-fucked right now,
just
or what?
What's
going on?
And it was like, wow. I mean, obviously, it didn't end up being that.
Sorry about that.
But that moment, like, it was probably the most, maybe suspenseful moment of the year for me, or shocking. And it didn't happen, but just that, like, the way they tricked you was so well done. And I mean, pretty much, you know, Sandra Bullock did an amazing job seeing her journey from the beginning of the movie to the end, her kind of growth. Clooney did a fantastic job in his performance. Just a visual masterpiece would be how I would describe it.
What's your number one?
My number one.
I want those.
Is Ender's Game.
Ender's
Game. Lame.
So crap.
Ender's on my top 10.
Did you see it?
Wasn't.
Has anyone seen it other than Carp?
Oh, I've seen it.
So bad.
I saw it with you, idiot.
You did?
Hold on. I think I did.
No.
We did.
We did?
Yeah.
We did? Sure?
I think we did. Did we?
I'm sure. Who did I see it with?
So he doesn't remember the movie.
Who did I see it?
Same thing.
Oh, it's such a terrible movie.
Who did I see it with?
I think I saw it with you.
He doesn't remember that evening at all.
Did we see it in IMAX?
No.
Did you watch it in IMAX?
Yeah. I saw it myself.
I think I saw it with Carp, actually. Fuck, I don't remember.
Maybe, anyway.
Did you see it with D-Man?
Yeah, no. I think we went to see it.
Yeah, we went to go see it.
Yeah, because I went to see it in IMAX 3D. Anyway... couple quick reasons why.
He went to IMAX 3D. Was it shot in IMAX? No. Well, fuck it. Instead of gonna watch it in IMAX 3D.
Oh, no, wait. No, it wasn't 3D. Sorry. It was just IMAX, I believe. Sorry about that.
So it's IMAX non-3D.
Yeah. Which, okay, here's why I loved it. When you do an adaption of a book. An adaptation of a book. Like, I think...
Can I adopt the book?
I speak gooder English than you.
Yeah. It's abortion and adaptation put together.
When you love a book and you hear they're going to make it into a movie, your concern always is, are they going to do the book justice?
And they didn't.
Did you read the book?
No, but from every other podcast I've ever listened
you know
to
why?
Ever,
because people,
says they rape it.
No, because people... are expecting it to be exactly like the book, and it's not realistic. But it kept the heart of the book. Now, it kept the same themes as the book.
How the fuck do you explain to me how the midget is threatening the 5'10" kid? There's no way, like, a kid that tall would ever be threatened by a midget, even with his backup, when the kid's obviously a fucking psychopath.
But we don't know, like, the people don't necessarily know that. It's a bully syndrome, like, it's the Napoleon syndrome, but smaller than everyone else.
You see Ender's a psychopath from almost the beginning of the movie.
But we see it. It doesn't necessarily mean...
But then why does Ender, like, back down?
Back down from who?
He kind of backed down from that kid.
Well, he didn't want to fight.
Well, why not?
But
if you're a psychopath.
Here's the thing, here's the thing with Ender. There's two things about him.
This is Ender, by the way. Why do you call him Ender?
He's the main character.
He's the main character.
That's not his name.
No, but that's what he goes by. His name's Andrew Wiggins.
His last name's Game.
Okay, here's the thing with Ender, though. He's always had this obsessive need to
funny.
Win.
It was really good. Like,
and he'll win at any cost.
I don't know. It's,
and that's why he makes... part of the reason why he makes the perfect commander is because he's going to win at any cost. So he'll do... what he has to win. He'll kill one of the kids if he has to, so he wins. And that's why he makes the perfect commander.
Which is why, I mean, from what I understand in the book, he actually murders those kids straight up. But in the movie, they don't. Why not?
You know, because it's the same reason why they age the kids. Because they...
how are they supposed to be, Kimbo?
In the kids, they start off, they're 5 and 6.
Holy shit.
So, like,
how old is Ender, though?
He's about... in the movie, he's about 11.
He's 11 to 13.
Because, obviously, that's part of the reason why the movie will never be as good as the book, is because you're losing some of that emotional impact because the kids are older. But I understand why they didn't want to put that in the movie. Because watching one, especially when they're keeping it PG-13, having one 6-year-old, you know, kill a 7-year-old, is not something that's going to really get a PG rating.
Yeah, for sure.
So, like, obviously they have to change stuff, and I know that, and for some purists, they're like, okay, they're changing this, they're, why are they doing that? It's not the book. It can't be the book. And if you're expecting them to port over exactly the book, you're going to be disappointed. But if you understand that it's a movie, and they have to change things, I think the fans of the book who understand that will really like the movie, because they did keep the heart of the movie. They kept the same themes. Like D-Ren said, it should have been 6 hours. That was my biggest complaint. Where this, like...
Would it have made more sense to do two parts?
Yes, absolutely.
Would it have, but how would you end the first
part? It wouldn't have worked.
Would it have
after,
two parts?
After the director, or no, the writer of the book came out with a super anti-LGBT comment...
Oh, yeah, that's
comment,
the problem.
He completely killed off any...
No, no, but we're saying, like, I know you guys... Oh, we did see it. The first part should have would have ended after Battle School. The second part would have been in Command School for me. But, like... Oh, sorry.
But all the meat was the battles, though.
A lot of it.
Yeah. But wait, but the battles are supposed to be simulation.
They are?
They're not supposed to be grandiose. That's what I'm trying to say, because the movie makes them uber grandiose. The simulations, right? Doesn't that take away from the fact that, from the punchline?
Here's the thing, like, I understand why they did it. In the book, you don't know there's just... Like, in the book,
I know.
You think they're just simulations.
But that's what I'm trying to say. That's why wouldn't the movie show you is just... Instead of making it way too grandiose.
Well, it's not that it was too grandiose. Like, you know, because you wanted to visualize it. But, like, the thing is, they spoiled that they were real people.
That's
like,
right.
He was leading real people. It was spoiled in the movie. Whereas in the book, like, you don't... Nobody knows that, like, he's really leading an army until the very end of the book. So, like, again, I know why they did it. There's other things they changed. I know, I understand why they did it. I'll just give another quick example.
Oh, sorry, the trailer ruined it, too.
Thing is, if you knew about the book, the trailer spoiled the ending completely.
Yeah, right away. Yeah,
just
sure.
Another quick thing. I know I'm going pretty long on this.
Your last one.
The scene where he finds the egg or the cocoon or whatever on the planet for the people who saw it. I don't know if you remember that at the end, where...
Yeah, I found that ending so rushed.
You know, mean after he has this emotional breakdown?
So what do you mean it was real? You know, again, like in the book, he finds that 3,000 years in the future when he goes, like...
He's alive 1,000 years in the future?
Well, because, like, you know, when they travel, they kind of put him in stasis. And he finds it on a different planet way, way, way in the future. But again...
They were constricted.
They can't do that in the book, like in the movie, so I understand why, like... They're doing this stuff, and I know that's part of the reason a lot of the purists didn't like it. But you have to face the realities of making a movie. You can't port everything exactly like the book. So, like as someone who loved the book, I thought they got the heart of the story. I thought they got most of the major things done right. There's one part of the ending that they changed, which I didn't like, where they had Valentine stay on Earth, where Ender. Because in the book, Ender goes with Valentine. That was, I don't know why they changed that, but I was just...
I was like, no,
did you notice the young commander was in Star Trek?
The young commander? Which one?
The one that was against him. The one that was the leader of, I guess, the second level.
Was he?
Yeah, he was one of the Ferengi. You didn't notice?
Oh, was it Nog?
A Ferengi? What's a Ferengi?
The younger Ferengi.
Yes, it was Nog.
Yeah.
The show.
And the girl was in True Grit as well.
Yeah, Haley Steinfeld. Yeah. But anyway, just like, I thought they did a great job of adapting. I can't say
adapting?
Anything.
Of adopting.
Of aborting. I thought they did a great job
raping.
Porting the book. And that's the biggest thing. When it's a book you love, you want them to do it justice. To me,
it did justice.
Okay. Within the confines of knowing it's a movie.
All right.
Old School.
Yes.
Before we go, can I ask questions on the panel?
Go for it.
Last year, the big thing was that it was like the superhero like year, right? There was like Avengers and Dark Knight was on everybody's list, James Bond, all these cool franchises. And this year, it's very far from that. We're putting movies that are like, you know, one and done. I would like to ask everybody, what was their favorite superhero movie of the year? Mine, because that list had Iron Man. My favorite was actually Thor. I thought Thor was the best superhero movie of the year.
Thor was a solid movie. I'll give you that.
Okay. But your favorite is Man of Steel.
For me, it was Man of Steel because I am more favoritive
Nolan.
Of the DC universe, and Nolan was producing it. Yeah.
For me, it was.
What was that?
Whatever.
For me,
Andre's saying something nobody cares.
It would have been Thor if it wasn't for the human element. I just got annoying. I hated like the characters.
But there were so few this time around.
But there
around.
Was still too much. Like I just, I
Nick
like,
and Nora, get the fuck out.
It was just
Nick
annoying.
What got me was grabbing like large chunks of Star Wars on Asgard pissed me off. Like
I was okay with that.
Fucking cutting off the hand.
You got so mad at
like,
that.
Oh. You know, and then I see Skywalker Studios at the end. I'm like, fuck you, Disney. Fuck you.
You know,
like, so pissed off at that. If they hadn't have done that, it would have had a much higher rating, in my opinion. But it was just too much Star Wars.
So which one's your favorite then, Carp?
Man of Steel was my favorite superhero movie this year.
Okay.
But like, it's like, going back to the humans, like, I don't understand why he would choose Natalie Portman's character over
Sif.
Like, it's just, I know it's silly, but it's like,
She was beautiful in the movie.
Wait, because he grew up with the warrior lady.
She's so weak.
No, but it's a matter of it's just a matter
he's in the friendship zone. That's why he can't pick her.
Yeah, it's just a matter of something different from what he's used to.
Wait,
growing
but now
up.
I'll ask you this, Kevbo. Then why would someone ever pick Gal Gadot over Jamie Alexander?
I don't understand that either.
Okay.
Yeah, because I mean, pretty much everyone wanted Jamie Alexander to be. What's her name?
Wonder Woman? Are you fucking kidding me?
What's her name?
There we go.
She's only like the only
Wonder
female
Woman.
In the DC. Yeah.
All right, Gallifrey, let's get your favorite superhero movie.
You know, it's a tie between Thor 2 or Man of Steel, but you know what? I'm gonna go with Man of Steel because it's a terrific reboot, in my opinion. And I like the new guy. You know, he's British and he's cute. Oh, him.
What's you and the Brits, eh? I'm telling you.
I mean, no, but Michael Shannon as Zod was so well put. Like,
yeah, it was good.
So good.
I agree. Zod, Michael Shannon generally as an actor.
Yeah.
I mean, I love most of the supporting cast, and Russell Crowe was a terrific, whatever his name is, something.
Jor-El.
Whatever, L.
Jedi Master
Guys,
L.
What about worst movie of the year?
World War Z, they fucking raped the source material.
Wow,
if you were a fan of a source material, an actual zombie fan, you would know that this was... If they stuck with the original ending, from what I read, that they filmed and didn't go with the safe, I have gonorrhea so the zombies won't eat me. Fucking ending.
I know gonorrhea.
Like,
because it's just funny.
It was ridiculous. The original ending, he ends up getting forced into the Russian army and they go after a zombie horde. If they would have ended with that, without showing what happens, it would have been a perfect ending.
What about you, Kim?
But now I'm worried about the sequel. I mean, Brad Pitt's Plan B Productions is leaving Paramount, so he's going to lose that. It's going to get worse. And as a fan of the literature and Max Brooks, that movie pissed me off.
See, that points out why I loved Ender's Game. Anyway,
yeah, for me, my worst movie is Hangover 3.
Good choice.
I was fucking disappointed.
It's the Rush Hour kind of syndrome where why?
They're done with that, and now we're going to probably have Ed Helms doing Frank.
Was he
doing
Naked Gun or whatever?
Oh, I can't believe
that. Rumor is.
That's so stupid.
That's the rumor.
Your worst movie?
My worst movie is Spring Breakers.
Yeah.
not surprised.
You have, like, anger issues with that movie.
I'm so disappointed. Like, so excited going into him. I had my tissues ready. No.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
The blue ball of.
It's just like the blue ball. And then, like, not only was it a big tease, they take the actress I want to see and throw her out after, like, half an hour. So it's like, damn it.
All right. I want to mention quickly our predictions from last year. And a lot of them came true. The only thing of interest that I remember you mentioning was that you were looking forward to seeing Lone Ranger.
Yeah, you know what? I watched it, and it wasn't as bad.
It wasn't that bad,
And that's where the marketing department should be fired.
They did a terrible job. Yeah.
It did an app. They did it, like, when I saw the trailer, like, I was so excited. And then you watched the trailer.
But you said, too... You said there could be possibly be issues with Depp with his Tonto.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
so there were.
You mean when he puts on his Indian face?
No, but...
he goes... Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah.
No, but like... it's like...
They're like, I'm Captain Jack Sparrow, but I'm an Indian.
But it's just like...
What's with the British accent?
Yeah, no, Tonto did not have a British accent. Yeah,
but that's true for Johnny Depp. For some reason, Johnny Depp puts on... Like, now has an accent that I have no clue where it comes from.
He's an American.
Yeah.
He has an accent. I don't know where it comes from. But he does have an accent these days.
But just going back to Lone Ranger, like, it's just... It frustrates me because you watch the trailer and you're like, this is just a Bruckheimer movie.
Yeah.
I mean, and it wasn't, obviously, by no means it was a perfect movie. I thought it was a little too much on the comedy. I thought it took a little too long to kind of get them. Like, for most of the movie, they didn't do anything. Like, they were almost weak. And then they had this big scene at the end where they're, like, riding their horse on the train. Just things like that. But, I mean, it's hard. When they started playing the theme music, like, I just got pumped up.
Yeah, I did.
I was like, it's like, all right, here it comes. And so, you know, it wasn't a perfect movie, but I did enjoy it. I was surprised. I enjoyed it a lot more than I thought I would.
Let's get into movies coming up this year that we're excited about. Yeah, a lot of superhero movies as well. Let me start with one. Lego Movie.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's going to be fun. So it's going to be fun.
Old school, I will pick some more of the Hunger Games because then I win the bet.
Probably won't. Yes.
No, I agree. It probably won't, but I'm really, really looking forward to that Lego Movie.
It's one of those movies where you're just going to go and you're going to have a good time.
There's Nurse 3D. It's a horror flick with...
You start with Nurse 3D.
No, what's her name? Paz de la Huerta?
Who's that?
She's the actress on Boardwalk Empire. From what I saw in the trailer, she looks like she plays a great fucking psychopath. So there's
another
that.
One we have.
Need for Speed, dude.
Before, no, dude, that looks like shit.
No. What?
The trailer was amazing.
The trailer was amazing.
What? It looked amazing. Are you fucking
It's one
nuts?
Of the best trailers I've ever seen.
But who's
the
in it?
The music was Aaron
no,
Paul.
No, no way,
Aaron
guys.
Aaron Paul.
One of you,
Jesse
Pinkman, are fucking nuts.
It looks amazing.
Nuts. It looks fucking amazing.
No.
It was artistic.
Yeah, it does. It's artistic.
It's artistic. It's autistic as well.
No.
But guys, it's supposed to be a movie about just cops against, like, race cars. That's all
to me, the trailer sold me. Well, I want to see just because
like,
of the trailer.
It's like, dramatic and like, oh, look, I'm Aaron
Paul. Ironically,
I'm going to do this movie.
But yeah,
I'm
like,
why am I making that? I'm doing this movie.
No, like, but it worked. Like, it's the opposite Lone Ranger effect where...
That's it.
When they announced the movie, you know, I played a bit of the Need for Speed games. So it was whatever. Okay, it's just another car movie.
Yeah.
But for me,
the music,
that, like, it's
Aaron Paul's,
wanting to see it.
Aaron Paul's...
It worked
His monologue sold... I'm going to see it. Done.
Yeah.
No, guys,
sold
best,
instantly sold.
Before we talk about those, I think we have to mention American Hustle.
For sure.
But I want to watch
Isn't that coming out at the end of this current
year? Well, yeah, but technically it's like...
But you're right, Kempo, I really want to watch the movie theater.
It's going to be a great performance.
Have any of you guys seen the trailer for The Legend of Hercules starring...
The Rock?
No, the other one there.
Wait, there's two
Hercules movies coming out this year. There's one with The Rock. I don't know if it's 2014 for The Rock, but the other one is... No.
Legend continues.
Hey, I love that show. It was so cheesy, but it was
great.
Fun.
It's very fun. By the way, Kimbo, I also like Xena.
Nobody likes Ryan Gosling as Hercules.
Keelan Lutz.
No.
No.
Oh, I saw the trailer for that. It looks horrible.
The new Hercules?
Yeah.
I don't know. It actually
A Million Ways
good.
To Die in the West. This is Seth Rogen Western comedy.
Maybe.
What? No.
Yes.
What about Kevin Smith's movie, Tusk?
No, guys.
His horror
movie.
I
don't want to see any Kevin Smith.
Hold on a second.
Pump.
Why are you dissing Kevin Smith?
Have you watched
All they are going to do for three hours...
Are you going to mention just Cop Out? Clerks 2.
But don't...
Clerks 2?
Mallrats is one of the best movies I've ever seen.
Chasing Amy?
Actually good.
Red State was fantastic.
Red State was well done.
But all they do in those movies is talk for 3 hours.
I'd rather they talk for 3 hours than watch for 3 hours.
That was a
terrible movie. But he's done a lot of good stuff.
You know what? I watched my parents.
Try Tusk.
To me, there's 300 Rise of the Empire. I'm waiting for the ad.
Yeah, but that's going to be a Rush Hour thing.
What I'm looking for...
Sparta again!
That's what I want the most is the Captain America Winter Soldier.
That trailer looked good. X-Men Days of Future Past. I can't wait.
Amazing Spider-Man 2. What do you guys think about
that? Amazing Spider-Man 2. Come on.
I think they might run into the problem. That's the problem.
Three villains. They're going to have the Green Goblin. It's Harry Osborn.
Yeah.
I'll go.
No, but it's... Yeah, I guess. I don't know. They have Harry Osborn as a goblin again. They've got Rhino in a mech suit. And they've got Electro.
Why didn't they just focus on Electro?
They can do it.
Well,
guys.
You forgot to mention in late August, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, I'm so...
No one cares.
I really want to watch this. Not because I'm looking forward to it as like a good movie, but just because the movie looks nonsensical at this point. Richard Del Toro.
Yeah.
And we saw that clip.
The Collector.
Thor,
as the Collector,
Which just looked like it was totally out
but
of
that's,
nowhere.
That's
it,
all you
it's
had to see,
crazy.
I think.
But 22 Jump Street's going to be fun.
22 Jump Street should be pretty funny.
I mean,
I enjoyed the first one.
So did I,
21
but I think
Jump
it's going to be
great.
One of those things where...
No.
Yeah.
There's, well, yeah, I forgot
how,
that.
How do you
nobody,
think...
Oops, go ahead. Nobody mentioned Monuments Men.
Monuments
yeah,
Men
yeah, that's a great cast.
Yeah,
that's a good cast. Like
hey, it's all about Fast and Furious 7. Or is that
I'm interested. I mean, I know they have to rewrite now because of Paul Walker.
They got to rewrite it. Probably be held till 2015.
Do you think they'll replace him?
They'll have him walk off, I think, or like I've been hearing things where they're gonna maybe get his brother, and they'll kind of write him out of the show, the series,
kind
of
like the Aaliyah syndrome.
Film him from the back and do some CGI get him out of the series.
I understand that because of that scene.
We have Godzilla coming out, and I don't know if you guys saw
Godzilla.
Godzilla.
The new Sin City as well.
What about Expendables 3? Come on.
Oh yes. Nick Cage, Kelsey Grammer.
Guys, Expendables 2 was really not good.
Oh, it was amazing.
No, you have to see it in the theater with family.
What about the guys?
I watched it with huge families.
I remember, it came...
How about Michael Bay's TMNT reboot?
Is that 2014?
It's supposed to be August 2014.
I don't know, man.
But apparently Megan Fox got all prego, so it's probably going to be pushed back.
She got all pregnant.
Here's another one.
Brian Austin Green. Brian Austin Green.
Here's one I'll throw out. I don't know if we're excited or not. Transformers 4.
No.
I saw two Michael Bay movies in 1 year. That's fucking nuts.
Producing one.
No, I know, but everyone knows it's Tim. It's Michael Bay's Timothy.
What about The Wayans Brothers, A Haunted House 2. it was terrible.
They came out this year or last year?
Haunted House came out in 2013, so Haunted House 2 is a year later.
For me, the biggest movement I'm going to be into this year is Interstellar.
We don't even know what it is.
Who cares? It's Chris Nolan. That's all I need to know is Chris Nolan.
I'm
the sci-fi guy.
Everything this guy touches is fucking gold.
Chris Nolan doing a sci-fi.
I'm the sci-fi.
Chris Nolan takes a shit. It's the best movie of the year.
We're gonna see a couple of good comedies in November.
Is The Hobbit coming out in 2000?
Yes. November.
The Hobbit.
Well, it's coming out. No, it's the third one.
Third one.
Yeah. There and Back Again. Dumb and Dumber 2, as well. As Horrible Bosses 2.
Yeah, Horrible Bosses 2.
Dumb and Dumber 2.
Did everybody sign up?
They got Daniels. Yeah. That's all
you can
matters.
See he's getting desperate now, eh?
He's
getting desperate.
You know what's funny is that back then Carrie was the big star.
Yeah.
But now you're looking now and Daniels is a much bigger star than Carrie is right now.
The thing
now.
Is, like, he wanted to get away from his stupid comedy, but that was his moneymaker.
Yeah. Well, Vin Diesel did the same thing with his action movies and he came back.
Yeah. For Dumb and Dumber 2, they got Cam Neely back as Seabass.
Which is awesome.
They've got the blind kid in the wheel. Chair back.
What?
Yeah.
By the way, I loved it. It was probably my favorite scene.
So, I mean, they've gotten a lot of people back. What I'm sure Keith is looking forward to, The Purge 2.
I've literally vomited when I saw this shit.
If they take the concept of the film and apply it properly, we're good.
Wait, 1 second. So, I want to go old school. So The Purge was better than Hangover 3?
Yes.
That's
not by
good.
Much.
That is not
by much.
The issue with The Purge was it was a great concept. It was,
but it was
fired badly, basically.
Way too low budget, and the storyline was stupid.
Yeah. Did anybody watch The Conjuring? Apparently that was very good this year. I didn't watch
it. Yeah, I've heard good things about The Conjuring. I'm actually in 2014 as well, in February. I want to see Pompeii.
Is that about the volcano?
The guy who plays Jon Snow.
Jon Snow.
He's a gladiator.
Jon Snow.
Everybody's like, Jon Snow.
Jon Snow.
He's a gladiator and he sees a prophet, and a prophet's like, your sister's gonna die in a terrible way in Pompeii. Oh,
you know
so
nothing,
he goes to
Jon
save
Snow.
Her.
Even Daenerys got a movie coming out.
Yeah, she's going to be in Terminator. Yeah. She's Sarah Connor.
She's going to be Sarah Connor.
I don't know, Jack Ryan movie? I don't know.
Yeah,
Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit.
I mean, I was a fan of some of All Fears.
I want to know, Jack Ryan, that's the one...
that everyone's played.
You know what it looks like? It's going to be an absolute crap-tastic movie? I, Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It looks so bad.
Frankenstein.
I'd like to throw out Jupiter Ascending for us sci-fi fans with our...
You mean C-Tates as an elf?
C-Tates again?
Is that a sequel to Mercury Rising?
No.
No.
Close. It has Mila Kunis. That's all you really need to know to go see it.
Tatum as a space elf.
Tatum, man.
Why is he everywhere now?
Everyone needs a bit of Tatum.
Everyone wants
some Tatum.
Let's play some Nostradamus here. What's going to be the highest grossing movie of the year?
What Superman movie coming out?
Transformers 3.
Right? Transformers?
Transformers 4.
No. Interstellar's gonna win it.
More than Transformers?
Yes.
How much you want to put on it?
$10.
$20.
I'll put $20 right now.
$20.
$20.
Let's do it.
Guys, $20. Guys, I believe in Nolan.
Let's do it.
Captain America is gonna be the...
Captain America looks fucking amazing.
I think it'll do two subs. I think Interstellar is gonna beat Transformers.
I think we're...
Old school, I can bet you $10.
I'm already got $20 bucks on the line.
Captain America will be Interstellar.
I think we're going to see for Captain America what we saw for Thor.
Generally, for this
around 200.
Is the next Hunger Games coming out next year?
Oh, shoot, yeah.
No, I don't think it's next year.
What about X-Men?
Year after.
I think it is.
X-Men will do round two.
X-Men will be profit, but they won't.
Yeah, I think it'll
be
round
two. The Hunger Games is coming out, so that's a problem.
Fuck, it is.
But Transformers made over 400 something,
I
believe.
Man.
People won't be back.
People won't be back.
But people were saying that after the first one, after the second one, after the third one.
They love that racism.
No, but you know what? Actually, guys, I thought one thing I found really cool. Michael Bay apparently said that he admits that the previous movies were very goofy. But the new one will not be as
well. Yeah, of course, he's not going to say this movie's going to be a piece of shit.
He said the third one was going to be a smaller film.
I'm sorry, for real.
But you know what? There's no LaBeouf in it, so that's already.
Although,
what happened to LaBeouf? Did he get hit by a bus?
No, but he's got two films coming out called Nymphomaniac Part 1 and 2.
Yeah, that looks insane. That looks insane.
I thought you'd enjoy it because he's showing his cock.
Apparently, it's going to be. You're going to see some Shia LaBeouf.
No, but if we look at, I think the third Transformers was Revenge of the Fallen, or was it?
Yeah, Revenge of the Fallen.
Yeah.
No, that's number two.
Oh, that was two?
Number three.
No.
Dark Moon.
Yeah, Dark Side of the Moon was third.
That made 350. The second one made 400.
The thing is, the problem with the second one is it suffered because of, well, Michael Bay, but because of the writer's strike. You could tell it was completely flipped the script like halfway through the movie.
Okay. So.
All right.
There's a lot of stuff that's
suffered. Anything else you
want to
discuss? You're going to close the show?
I think that's pretty much it.
All right, let's close the show here. Thanks.
Oh, well, wait. I got a question, old school. For panel. Oh, yeah. You asked.
Go ahead.
Okay. For you guys, did any movie this year beat Inception? For me,
did
no.
any movie beat Inception?
Yeah. I don't think so. To me, Inception's
to me, the story-wise?
And I'm looking forward to people trying to outdo this. And this year, even though there were good movies, nothing to me is better than Inception.
Probably not this year.
Story-wise, yeah. I mean, Inception is I think Interstellar's going to beat it.
Oh, that's fair.
I think it's
going to
beat
it. That's cool.
Yeah. You know, Inception's one of my favorite movies of all time.
You think Gravity did... Sorry.
No.
You think Gravity didn't beat Inception?
Not
it's on everybody's list.
Storyline-wise, Inception was...
More creative? Inception?
Yeah. To me, the only thing it beats is Dark Knight.
Gravity was visually spectacular.
We're talking
about this year, though.
This year, no. Nothing touched it.
But I find, like, this year, like... Three of my top five movies, like, I love the visual, or even four, because Enders, I love the visual, or even, like, all of them. They all had great visuals. And
to me,
yes. Oh, sorry, I thought you were mocking
No, I wasn't mocking you.
sorry.
Would you guys agree that you've seen less movies this year than you have previous years?
Yes.
In the box?
I'm
in
about
the theaters, I think I've seen less.
Sure. I'm
about the same.
I
think I went about
fewer.
The same
as
last year.
As well.
No, I saw fewer. Yeah. I think there were fewer comic book hero movies.
We went to watch a movie every Saturday or something.
Really? But nothing really... I mean, it was slim pickings to put in my top five, you know?
It was.
Like, I had to really think about my top five this year.
I actually found it the opposite, where, like, there was more vying for, that fifth spot than I had last year.
That fifth spot, really? Nothing beat... many beat Pacific Rim?
No, hey.
Fuck storyline and character development.
Giant robots and giant... No, but, like, there was a lot of
because he did a neurological handshake with the movie.
Exactly. Well, but, like, last year there was, I think, maybe six movies. I was debating, like, The Hobbit or I forget what the other one was, where this year there was, like, nine movies that could have made my top five.
That's because you didn't see The Hobbit yet.
Well, no, but I saw the three, yeah. But,
wow.
Number two, then.
But I thought there was more, like, better movies overall. Maybe not, like, the top. Maybe nothing was as good.
I think we're coming up for a really good year in movies, and you'll probably be eating crow.
Superhero movies are going to be fantastic.
2015 is the 20th.
It's Justice League 2015, right?
Avengers, Jurassic Park, Jurassic World.
Well, you got Batman, Superman.
Yeah, everything.
Star Wars.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be insane.
It's going to be big. Yeah, it's going to be big.
Oh, yeah, Star Trek also.
I'm biased. Anything, any year that didn't have Spider-Man in it, I don't think is a good year.
What? Spider-Man 3, shut up. Spider-Man 2, right. Best movie ever,
our battery,
no,
our battery
amazing,
is low.
Amazing Spider-Man.
Anyways.
Our battery's low, so let's close the show. So, 4. D-Ren. Carp. Gallifrey. Kebbo Trek. Will, I am Mr. Old School. Thank you very much for listening.
Don't forget D-Ren.
StateWars.com.
What's up? It is Heavy Set, and I'm here to tell you about Kayfabe Sports Radio, the home of the Ohio Indie Report and NFL Easy Picks. On the Ohio Indie Report, I break down what's going on in the Cleveland scene of independent wrestling, from AIW to Prime Wrestling, and some of the little organizations in between that I can attend. And if you also like NFL football, be sure to check out NFL Easy Picks, hosted by myself and my good friend Joe Bennett, as we break down and talk about what is going on in football, and we make our picks on the coming week's games. And all this can be found at www.kfabesports.com. You can also find us on iTunes by searching Kayfabe Sports Radio. And while you're at kfabesports.com, be sure to check out the links for Kayfabe Sports Radio, Ohio Indy Report, and NFL Easy Picks on Facebook and Twitter. So for now, be sure to check out the Ohio Indy Report and NFL Easy Picks on Kayfabe Sports Radio, where it's all a work.
Slamming your brain through a table of wrestling knowledge. The Spanish Announce Table.
TrendingTopicsNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Old School at the Movies. You want...
Dude.
Really?
He says love song in the background. He says love song in the background.
No, he should.
You have to listen to us and then talk.
So let's start with D-Ren. Let's get your top five.
Okay, so I'm going to... I guess I'll start with number five.
Yeah.
I don't know why I need to start from number one.
Why would you start from the most important one?
I don't know.
All right, let's get your top... let's get number four. the joys of editing.
Yeah. Done for Hollywood, or even where... I've seen movies where people hold their breasts in space, and, like, they're flying through the air, but it's...
I heard breasts
as well. You said breasts. You said
breasts. I hold their breasts in space. Okay.
Okay. So, sorry. Hold their breath in space.
It really felt like a big bludget...
Were you in sales school?
What's going on?
That's funny.
Man convicted of manslaughter after Dutch oven goes horribly wrong.
What? 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 That's so good. What's a Dutch oven?
Really?
What's a Dutch oven?
Dutch oven, you're lying down with Gallifrey, you fart, and you stick her under the covers so she has to smell your fart.
I never heard of that.
Oh,
yeah.
That's why it's manslaughter.
So he killed his wife while having sex, pretty much.
Well, no. He farted. He farted, and then he held her under the pillows.
He smothered her.
So she died smelling fart.
How does one explain to a jury? You know,
So this woman's last. This woman died smelling fart.
Yeah, basically, from what I read is the blankets were tucked in so tight, and he apparently had a very heavy Indian lunch, and he let one rip and held it down so that it was 95% methane when he held her under.
Wow. All right.
I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
All right, it's game number four.
Wait, say it again.
Dutch Oven.
So my number. Sorry.
actually, a movie coming out next year.
You say Resident Evil, I'm gonna punch you in the face.
Finally,
Rickard's dark and
mean. I didn't want to. I didn't want to disturb you.
I will explain to you.
Yes, thank you.
No worries.
I didn't want to disturb them, and it totally ruined them.
Everyone's
dark. That
was awesome.
All right, so my number two.
Wasn't
has anyone seen it other than Carp?
Oh, I've seen it.
So
I saw it with you, idiot.
You did?
Hold on. I think I did. We did.
We did?
Yeah.
Are you sure? I think we did. Did we?